Blog Talk Radio.
Predictions for the new year and also how to do your intention. If you haven't written your letter of intent to the universe, you still have time to do it. What you do is you write down what you want to bring in on one side and what you want to let go of the other side. You can keep a copy of it if you like and then burn one. That helps release it into the universe. Remember, always intention follows energy. Well, I have a few predictions. Like I said, we are going to have a better economy this year. We do have to watch tensions overseas. I also see them working on some new developments. They're going to do stem cell research that'll help repair your body. I see them working on a handheld MRI. I also see DNA and genome testing for diseases. And then they're going to come up with something, testing to help repair degenerative eye disease. They're also going to find a discovery of a landmass in the Atlantic. We're also going to have an archaeological discovery off the coast of Antarctica because of the receding of the water. Also in the desert, they're going to find a city out there. We do have to watch out for more planes due to mechanical issues crashing because they're old. They need to have them upgraded and looked at. We also are going, a young kid's going to figure out how to clean up the ocean, and also the young kid's going to figure out how to work with pollution, and they're going to figure out how to get rid of the carbon out of the air. Also, they're going to discover alternate energies that'll be implemented for like wind and sun and to help with better more electrical things like sun and wind. Also, they're going to discover another galaxy and discover another planet. They're also going to discover a wormhole with dark energy. And we also have to watch for more wackadoodle crazy people blowing stuff up and going nutsoid because the energy is raising. So if you don't go with the energy, you go cuckoo birds. And also these people do ask for, some of them do ask for help, and they aren't getting the help they need. So I feel like they're going to find a better way to help people that have mental issues. We also have to watch where people gather and transit places of transit. They also have to watch France again. And we got to watch out for more earthquakes, windstorms, typhoons, and cyclones because the earth is changing here. We also have to, France, they've got to watch France again, too. They're going to also find another planet that is like Earth. So, that's cool. So, and also remember to put out positivity and pray for the Earth. But they're going to heal a lot of diseases this year. They're going to find... You also are going to get better mechanical things. They're going to change the way they build engines. So these are all future things. Hello, 860.
Hello.
How are you? Hello, 860. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. I'm wondering, it's specific, if you see me meeting this I have feelings for a certain person, and I was going to actually meet up with him and convey how I feel. It's been a while, and so I feel like I really intuitively, my heart feels it's right. Yeah.
You're going to be able to so-called date and get to know each other. Don't let quirks upset you so bad because everybody has quirks. So be open-minded about it.
Okay.
But it can be a very nice thing for you. And also you're up for a raise. There's a raise for you at work.
Okay. Awesome.
Have you put out your intentions for the new year yet?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My birthday was in December as well, so I did a double,
perfect
opening things.
Perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
That's a perfect time to
Can
do
I
it.
Can I ask you, do you see this expanding with this person? Do you see it? Like, I really feel like there's a soul connection, twin something. It's hard to describe. It's something I know it sounds so maybe cliche, but I've never felt this way before.
Oh, and this person is open to it too, you know.
Yeah.
He has he has some things he's clearing up, but you know, it's you know, rock and roll.
Do you know when I meet him? Because we're supposed to meet tomorrow, and that's
not
happening.
You're gonna probably do it within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
The schedules got muffled up.
What was that?
Due to scheduling.
Yeah.
There was but you're gonna be able to meet within. It looks like probably this next week.
Okay. Yeah, because this has been building up. I can't even tell
you
how long it's been building up.
It looks like you're meeting in the day.
Yeah.
Because that looks like daytime meet, you know.
Yeah.
And you guys are gonna talk and discuss and feel each other out.
Okay. All right. It's time. That's for sure. I got it. I mean, I've been holding back. Yeah.
But don't go in and with all kinds of expectations and pounce. You can't do that.
Right.
Don't pounce. Well.
You're making me laugh. I don't know what else to. I just.
No, I'm sorry. Don't pounce. Just be cool.
Oh, I know. That's why I wrote it all down. Actually, I wrote a letter, and I'm going to read it aloud. Because I know I fumble up my words, and if I go off of track, I go on tangents, I know how I talk. And so that's why I wrote it. Just trying to get everything I need to stay across. Clearly, for me, forget about him. Just even for me, you know, helps a lot.
Right.
So.
Well, you always do better if you write something down write it on paper, because it helps you clarify and it helps you calm down.
Yes. Yes.
Because you get all Twitter pated and you're all too excited, and then it's just everything comes out all funny. So
it does.
Like,
it does. Yes.
You know?
I can't do that. I don't want to.
No.
I don't want to mess it up. And not that there's anything to mess up.
Calm down, boo.
What was that?
I said, calm down, boo-boo.
Oh, no. I'm like, you know what it is? Honestly, it's this build-up. It's been months of this, a couple months. Of just deciding to do this.
But you gotta, you know, you can't make it into something that ain't yet.
Yes. You're right.
You know?
One day at a time. I think, you know.
That's why they call it dating. You get to know each other. You woo and court each other. And you, you know, that's what that's for.
I know. I think it's just this buildup of just initially meeting on again. I met him in October. I think it's just a buildup. Once I'm there, I'm fine. It's just. Like, what's making me anxious, what you're probably sensing from me, is that it keeps on getting canceled. This is, like, the second time it's gotten canceled. So that's what's making me all weird, because I'm just like, can we just get this done already? Can we just have this flow and just meet? And it's always some scheduling. Like you said, you sensed that already with the muzzling, the muffled up with the...
And it'll, if it's supposed to be, it'll happen. You know, you can't force. You can't force things, hon.
Oh, I like that. Thank you for it. That makes me a lot more calm and at ease. You're right.
You know, and then
right.
Sing that song, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
anyway.
You're gonna be all right. Just go and do, and you know, it's like you're both equally interested and you're both equally intrigued and you're both, you know, it's all new and you know, and it's exciting and all that. And,
yeah. And it's been so long. I think that's another thing, too. It's been so long since I've even touched upon a person that I actually can talk to. It's been years, at least 8 years, seriously.
Well,
so
it takes a while for somebody to get your attention. Not much thrills you.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time
you're
like, you're nice, but eh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, okay, even if they have a pretty face, it's like, okay, that only takes you so far. I'm like, okay, so you look nice.
Well, you got to have the whole thing, huh?
I know. And I really am into these intellectual, you know, thinkers and global change people, you know, wants to change the world and be a part of it and be proactive. And yeah, so, you know, it's hard to, it's one thing when a person talks about it, it's another person who just wants to just do it, and it's natural, it's automatic. There's no thinking involved. He just wants to help people, and so do I. So, it's
And this person has a good heart.
Yeah, he does. You could feel it and sense that. So that's pretty much more. That's all that it should be about anyway. At least in my perspective, it's not about the external anything. It's more what's your heart tell you, you know, and listen to that. And so I'm listening. I'm listening to my heart. So I'm going with it. At least trying to.
Don't overthink it.
I know. Thank you for that. Yes, don't overthink it. And I think that's why I'm like, I want it done and over with. Just going back. I know I'm going back, but like, that's why I'm like, I don't want to think anymore. I just want to do this. I want to read it out loud, and that's it. That's it. No expectation. I don't even care what happens. I just need to have this read aloud to him. Yeah. So it's patience, too. I need to be patient.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, I'd wait a little bit to do all that letter thing before get to know him first. Don't scare the dude.
Ah! Okay.
You know, wait at least for 3 days before you do that.
Well, I know, but he lives far away, and it's been months. I haven't seen him since October. It's been a while. This is texting. It's just, you know, emailing. That's it. Pretty much it. So, but I will. I'm not going to just say, I'm not going to pounce. Like, I'm not going to just go for it right away. I'm going to ease into it. If the timing's right, if my heart feels it's good.
Right.
To
you
go
have
for
to
it.
Know what you feel, you know, but, you know, just, you know, get to know each other and it's mutual, and there you go.
Well, thank you.
How neat. How exciting. It's nice to start the new year that way.
It is. It is. I'll call you back. Are you on? I don't think I've ever talked to you. Are you on every Monday?
I'm on every, you know, couple weeks on the give or take on Blog Talk, and then also I'm available for a private reading. My number's right there on the screen. You know, I do readings privately. My number is 561-333-5367.
Do you have a website?
KellyJoePsychic.com.
Psychic.com?
KellyJoePsychic.com, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll check it out. Thank you.
I do better if you just call me. I'm not real technological.
Okay, sure. I'll do that.
I do great with the phone. If you call me on the phone, I will answer your phone call.
Thank you so much.
You have a happy new year.
You too. Happy new year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 646.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I could be better, but hey, I'm just wondering what you get for this new year, money and career. Lots of areas that are like crazy for me this year. Not too great, or seemingly.
Yeah, you're hanging out and you're trying to figure out what you want to do, what you want to be when you grow up.
No, I've figured that. I've come to that, and I'm okay, but just not making any money at it.
Well, what I see you doing is you do really good at organizing things and running things. So have you ever had run an office before or anything?
Don't like being in an office. I've run a spiritual center. Got fired, but I am good at organizing.
Well, your next job is going to be like organizing a place, and you'll be like the lady that makes things happen for the organization, and you'll get paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So for lack of better words, it'll be like an administrative,
yeah,
you know. But
I'm
you
working
do get
in the arts.
Huh?
I'm working in the arts. Do you get anything with that? Any of my creative work?
Well, you'll do that as on the side, but you're going to get a regular job that pays the bills and then do your art on the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I see you getting like an administrative running. You might even work for a not-for-profit place or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll do your art and you paint?
No. I interview, I act.
You act?
Uh-huh.
Are you trying to get, like, speaking? Are you doing, like, voiceovers
yeah.
and are you reading books? I see you looking into that.
Yeah, I studied that. I've done a little bit of that. I mean, you know, acting in film,
see
TV,
you reading,
voiceover.
I see you reading books. You know, like books on tape, you'll get paid a little
yep.
bit for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also see you trying to get over speaking, you know, doing speaking work.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you applying for those things too. But right at the interim, I see you doing, like, working and getting a paycheck every week. And then I see you doing the books. And then also I see your voice being used on some kind of, you're getting paid for it. It's like you're either reading something or doing a dialogue for something and you get paid for it.
Okay. Because I do a radio show presently, but it's with a not-for-profit, and it's not paying.
Well, you're going to do work that you get paid for it.
This is good.
No. But I also see you get regular work, and then you'll do your side work, too. Now, are you trying to do an ad, too? Because there's something about an ad for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have an agent that puts me in for anything, except I'm going to get new pictures. I haven't been getting any callbacks. Well, not even callbacks. No one's even asking me to come and audition. So it's really demoralizing.
In the looks like summertime, it looks like you'll get called to do an ad.
Okay.
You know, and you'll have like, it's where you're like in the background, sort of like, it might be a Geico commercial or it might be an ad for like insurance or something like that, and you're in the background. I see that. And you will get paid. And I also see you, if you get speaking parts, you get paid more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I see you getting a speaking part probably in, looks like fall, but your face will be around in the background of stuff. You'll be like an extra on something too. You know,
okay.
And don't let your age upset you, because lots of older people get things.
Okay, thank you.
I hope that was helpful for you.
It was, thank you.
Okay. Happy New Year. And I'm all, like I said, I'm also available for private readings.
Okay. Okay. And I did intentions, but now I don't know if I should do them again. Up until when can you do them?
It doesn't really matter as long as you do it in January, you know, but be mm-hmm. real specific. Burn your candle. Burning your candle helps a bit more.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, 954? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, 954. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question?
I do. Just a general question, kind of like a family question, just a lot of things going on, which I try to stay out of. Just hoping for some resolutions. Some can be a little bit on the legal side, too.
Well, are you still having trouble with the child?
I have the child. He's just placed here. Nothing's happened yet. The mother's stonewalling, I guess you could say. I mean, she doesn't have, in my opinion, a snowball's chance in hell, but she's stonewalling.
Well, but she's still the mother.
Not for long, hopefully.
But you're going to have to go to court for that.
Oh, yeah, we're there.
Okay.
Have been for about 8 months.
Yeah, you have to, you'll get a judge that'll do best for the child.
Well, they're trying to take her rights away.
Right, and that's what'll happen. So you'll end up raising the child.
What about the dad? Will the rights be taken away from him too?
They aren't working on both of them. I don't know why. I don't know why that's... It looks like that. They'll get dropped through the cracks.
Okay. What about my husband and his legal issues with his Social Security? Denied about three times now.
You'll have to do it again. Slow boat China.
Yep, that's what I thought. I keep telling him.
But you will eventually get it. Looks like maybe by the end, mid-year.
Okay. And then I was looking to open the store, and I've been looking at investors.
You haven't found one yet?
Nope.
Well, keep looking.
I am.
Because you can't get a loan.
No, nobody wants to give you a loan on a startup.
No, they won't. Try one of them GoFundMe thingamajiggies.
I thought about that. I was looking into that. I thought about that.
How that goes.
Yeah, because the investors want what I've read about them. I haven't got any bites on anything I've posted, but they want a part of the business, and I'm not even sure I could do that because it's a franchise.
Yes. So you have to wait and get an investor on that.
I don't see any jobs in sight either. Applying, but not hearing anything.
Well, try for administrative.
I did last night about three of them.
So something will come through on it. Probably the fourth one you did.
Oh, that would be good. What about my husband's health? How's he doing?
He's status quo, homeostasis, they say.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But this year will be better for you.
I hope so. I'm going to be up the creek without a paddle.
Well, I want to wish everybody a very happy New Year. Remember, intention follows energy. And I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.